that's you, mamacita. Puerto Rican diva from La Isla Bonita. Let me freak out on the dance floor, get your mess off. He just trying to get your pants
that's
off.
That's the last straw. Pun, I ain't got a glass door. Better run when you see me coming through the back door. Cracks raw, I give it all for my brother. Two things I don't share, that's my money and my lover.
Money says together and that's for real. Says yeah. Cash of real. You love her, better scrap for real.
Good evening, everyone. We're back. We're listening to Bedtime Magic. Magic 106.7. Right, Shampton?
Just kidding. Correct.
Just kidding. It's 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Is this thing on?
Tufts Freeform Radio. Please behave yourself. This is my studio. And you will abide. Actually, it's not a beautiful day out anymore. But, yep, I'm here. Zach's here. Matt's here. Two apprentices. Pierce is on the way. My phone doesn't plug into the aux because
I have a dongle.
Cuz
mine plugs in.
I'll explain it to you off the air. But
oh no.
So we're waiting for Pierce. And then as soon as he gets here we can shut off the mics. Or his mic, anyway. You're listening to the Bork Masters, of course. Two Bork apprentices. And here's the man himself.
Blank Master 3000.
Uh-oh.
That being Pierce. Oh my god, there are so many guests. We don't have enough mics.
Look at this diversity.
That's all right.
Good morning, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Good lord, that's racist. Alright. Pierce.
Since when?
Put your phone on.
I
couldn't plug mine.
Do you take requests?
No.
Okay.
God, you guys obviously have no requests.
Matt requested we didn't start the fire.
Why?
My Deloitte fruit.
Are we talking about the Celtics Bucks or no?
Stop.
Okay.
Are we playing a song?
They were trying to be happy.
Play some music and then mute their mics and let me sing along.
Which mic are you?
Like we always do.
Yeah, Hobby. Yep. But they're gonna be in the background, which is like really annoying. So
I know, bro.
They'll still be able to hear them.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're just gonna play music.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We can talk a little bit more later if you want.
Cool.
What do you want to talk about?
This is Liverpool.
No, yes.
Trivia.
Cheeky.
Turn it off. Kill the mic.
You can't turn my mic off. I don't even have one.
Waiting in the waves.
That was a Radiohead song by a band called Radiohead. The song is called All I Need.
Sorry, I had a little bit of difficulty putting my headphones back on.
Everyone was wondering. There's so many like loud noises, background stuff.
Higher pitch.
Sorry, is that a gremlin?
Kybon.
Could you not spoil this?
We're not literally just, could you leave?
Now I know he's not dead.
We're not going to tell you that the Starbucks cup in Game of Thrones is actually the new weapon.
Being said about
that doesn't make any sense.
You don't make any sense.
It's literally a sound effect he makes in the middle of the podcast for no reason. It's like,
yeah. Anyway,
it's like when Vib like eeks or whatever you call it.
Eek. Oh my god. Eek. Pierce, what was that? Talk more.
Eek.
Oh.
Pierce, that? I like your hat.
What's next?
Thanks.
Three.
Yeah, song you chose.
Ah, of course, of course. Is it Falling Into It by Let's Eat Grandma?
It's Falling Into Me.
Never heard of it.
By Let's Eat Grandma. With no comma.
Very good.
So it's just eating grandma.
No comma.
No, it's not. It's ambiguous.
Yeah.
Like someone who can play instruments with two hands.
Do you think they can?
Oh, man.
Let's Eat Grandma's my favorite ambiguous band.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Are you ready?
Yep.
I'm excited and scared. That was not what I was expecting.
I can't keep hiding my emotions.
That was Falling Into Me by Let's Eat Grandma. Thanks, Avery. Now I'm feeling really hungry.
Hi. This is the Borkmaster.
This is Daily Wire? What are you?
No.
Your mics aren't on. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry. We can't hear you.
So I'm playing music right now.
Am I?
Yeah. I think you're playing Grimes right now.
Yeah, I was trying to... I can never remember which of her songs is which. And I was trying... Because I wanted to play one, so I put it on the playlist.
Mm.
But also, I couldn't remember, so I was playing it into my ear.
Cool.
Thanks.
That was really cool.
Okay.
Do you guys know the band Current Joys?
Nope.
Yes.
No. Do you remember?
Should,
yeah. Yeah, one of the, like, my favorite songs by them, and the one that Chen liked a lot, I just found out it was actually a Grimes song, and it was just a cover.
What's
and I listened
song?
To it. Symphonia 9, like IX.
Sounds like some weird stuff that she would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he made it much better, I'm just saying.
Avery, do you want to add but, down her...
That's sexist.
Her text conversation.
You don't know what gender Current Joys is.
True.
Okay. All right, new song.
Do you guys want to hear me reenact my scene with Ryan from our movie?
Yes.
Pierce, you want to play some Hers?
Yes, please.
He's, I can play some Hers.
Okay. Ryan, sitting, drawing sitting, drawing flowers
a screen,
as a young child.
Man.
Enter, bully.
This is actually very accurate so far.
You did.
Yeah.
Enter, bully. Bully smacks paper off of desk. Are you doing art during recess? Kicks Ryan. Come on, bro. This is why 10 girls literally all want to kiss me at once. And why you don't even know what a girl looks like.
Did Ryan say that? Or
pause,
the bully?
Pause.
The bully,
bully
did.
Smacks Ryan's head. Sorry, for our listeners, that was a table read of my scene in a movie that we made for my gender class, where we made a movie that had all the different tropes of like gendered tropes of horror films, and so that was me bullying the murderer as a young child for not fitting into the hyper-masculine stereotypes of our society. Although, if we're being accurate and going by the credits, I should have been saying extremely tall and handsome bully. But
what's it called?
What's what called?
The movie.
The movie.
The Paper Bag Killer. He wears a paper bag on his head.
Does he suffocate?
No, he gets killed by a pot.
He murdered me.
Spoilers,
in the movie.
I don't care about spoilers.
A pot like weed?
Like
yeah,
A.
He overdoses.
ends up in a wheelchair.
For context, Remy had to be wheelchaired out of...
No, we're not talking
of,
about this.
Out of Fall Gala.
No.
Because he was too sleepy.
You hear that, Dinesh? Well, now would be a good time to plug my show happening later tonight.
For context, Dinesh is Remy's true name.
Oh, jeez. Music's canceled. We're just going to let you keep going.
For context, Pierce isn't allowed to swear legally, so he has to say jeez.
Have you seen the Hot Ones with Mac DeMarco? He's like, can I curse on this? He's like, sure. He's like, oh boy. That's me.
For context, that's him. Alright, play a song.
Alright. Fourth Wanderers, this guitarist, did a solo project, and this song is good.
Ben Special?
Yeah, it's good. It's called Ben Special. Well, the song's called Wake Up, but it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And you share.
But yeah, Bench Special. Bench Special. That was good.
So what kind of candles are you guys into?
I like linen ones.
Linen ones. Interesting.
I'm scared of fire.
It reminds me of my grandmother's house. It smells good.
Your grandmother's house smells good? That's a rare thing.
Are you that little growling boy in Us?
I feel like old people generally do not smell good.
I like the smell of old people.
Interesting.
Always like linen. Is that it? Anyone else have a candle opinion?
Old people typically smell like cigarettes.
Depends on where you're from.
That seems like more of a reflection on you.
Nah, stop projecting.
That's what I talked about in my presentation. Well, not cigarettes or smells, but I talked
old
about
people tropes.
No. Whoa. Shut up.
Old people being killed by paper bag killer tropes.
That's bad.
Probably not. Well, I haven't seen all the horror movies. I haven't seen many. I get scared easily. Pierce.
Y'all not into coconut candles?
Probably smells really good.
It does, dude.
I don't. Like, vanilla / cookie ones are good, but they just get too much, and it smells really sweet.
That's true.
Like
that's
sweet.
True.
Like
the one they can be overpowered.
Like
buttercream Yankee Candle?
Oh, buttercream's a lot.
You gotta find that fine line.
I'm into the nature-y ones that are like...
Nature ones are cool. I feel like coconut's pretty good, though, right?
Pumpkin is a good line.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Whatever the green one is.
Pine?
Yeah, pine. Yeah.
I like the warm but sweet scents. You know what I mean? Like the cinnamons.
You like those?
Very fall scents.
I like the shades, like the colors, that like the candles from shades of like white to like navy blue. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
those ones.
Yeah,
it's either like ocean, nighttime, or linen. Like, or like cotton. I don't know.
Lavender.
Lavender. Dude. Love lavender.
Lavender is great.
Yeah. Speaking of lavender, this is a new Vampire Weekend song.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know the reason why you think you gotta leave. Promises of future glory don't make a case for me. I did my best and all the rest is hidden by the clouds. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now. Leaving now your wedding day, all calm and dressed in white. All I keep's the memory of one last crooked night. Organs playing loud. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now.
Alright.
Sheets like someone's about to die. You just watch your mouth when talking about the father of the bride. Why's your heart grown heavy, boy, when things were feeling light? Turning this June morning into some dark judgment night. This ain't the end of nothing much, it's just another round. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now.
Nice. Nice.
Very good.
We had a bit of a gremlin problem in the studio.
Weekend. Yeah, I see a gremlin creeping on the walls.
Oh my
God. That's a wild Fabio.
You talk to a leprechaun? Disrespectful.
Both don't exist.
That's a chupacabra.
He just keeps walking back and forth.
Oh my goodness.
put into context. There's a wild friend that we have named Fabio, and he keeps walking back and forth in the hallway outside and doesn't look at us. And we have a theory that once we graduate, he's going to disappear into thin air because he was never real.
He's
really small. Fabio is Bolivian and has the shortest country in the world.
Is it really?
Yeah. The male average height is like 5'3", and the woman's average height is 4'10".
Wait, what? Is that true?
Bolivia is the shortest country in the world.
Average is 4'10"?
No, for a woman.
And men is 5'3". That's crazy.
Wait, Fabio, can't you say that?
Fabio is of average height.
It's because Bolivia has a lot of mountains, and if they were tall, their heads would be in the clouds.
What? Fabio, is it true that average height?
I don't see any other argument.
It's natural selection. If the tall people couldn't see, so they walked up the mountain.
We didn't even hear him.
He didn't even say anything.
He just got near the mic. He has no comment. Do we need to repeat the question? What's the question? Or are we just asking him to make a comment on the fact that...
Well, how do you know that?
He's a nerd.
Because he knows everything about geography.
I am interested in... I like.
There is literally no good reason.
I don't have a single reason to know why.
What's the tallest country in the world?
Technically, because it's different for women and men. The men, I think, it's Netherlands. It's 6'1".
No, wait.
Sweden's also close. Wait, it's like 6 foot.
Why are there not more professional basketball players from the Netherlands then?
Great question. Because they're good at soccer. Unlike Lithuania.
Because Virgil van Dijk.
Unlike Lithuania, who's not good at soccer but good at basketball.
What did you say?
Matthias De Ligt.
And Latvian women are the tallest in the world.
Krista.
I don't know how tall they are. Yeah.
What about Tarth?
What's up, everybody?
You guys like... Oh, my God.
Fabio's on air. All right, wait. What mic are you?
We're on one, I think.
No, you're not.
Or it's two.
Okay, I'm muting everyone but Fabio.
Hey, what's up, guys? The show has started. Just got back. Hope you guys have enjoyed the music so far. We're about to play some good music, though. All right. Looking forward to it. Thank you. Thanks for listening to my show. See you soon. Goodbye. Feeling
Guess what? That was a Foo Fighters song.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wait, what are we playing now?
Yeah. I love the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters, a hard rock band, made that song called Virginia Moon. And it's a B-side from In Your Honor.
B is the third letter, right?
Speaking of letters, do you want to do the PSA, Remy?
You want to grab me the PSA book?
Pierce, I mean, what's your name? Remy?
No.
Avery. Remy, do you want me to read you the PSA and then you can repeat after me?
Yes. Wait, let's do this in the next break because we got to find a really, really good one.
All right, fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good plan.
See, if you can find the one about, like, holding on to your child or something.
Nah, it's not important.
That's because you haven't read the PSA yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I've lost a bunch of children, so...
Oh, jeez.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, we don't understand.
Wrong.
All right. We're going to play New Still Woozy.
Guess we're just playing all your songs, huh, Pierce?
You have one other song.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. This is WMFO Live.
That's not what you say.
Coming back again. What time is it? 6:35. I hope you guys had a nice day in Boston today. It was nice and warm. 70s. playing some soccer today with some pals. Throwing the football.
Oh, man, the song is nice perfect.
Soon. All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Listening, that was Ipanema. Sorry, I did not mean to play this song. My phone is glitchy. I need a new battery.
Adding another song to the playlist.
What song are you gonna add?
Street Lights.
Nice. His mic's not on. Right?
The Daniel Caesar one?
No, the Kanye one.
No. Who is Kanye West?
All right, you guys ready for some public service announcements?
No.
Okay. Well, here it is anyway. All right, here goes.
Why didn't you say knock knock first?
Why would I do that?
I don't understand.
How else are you going to deliver a public service announcement without
This is not a joke, okay? Because you're not supposed to kill people. Come on. All right, anyway.
Public safety announcements are not a joke, Remy.
Doorknobs. Restrooms. Telephones. Vip Hop Percussum.
Nice.
Keyboards. Other people.
Things
what do these
trash.
Things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs.
Is Remy's reading right now?
Germs that could lead to colds and flu.
You can
now,
read?
You can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything.
You memorized this.
But you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Come on, guys. This is serious.
You're
Washing
reading.
Your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Sure. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A first few extra minutes a day
Is this a replacement for vaccines?
A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more information on the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
How do I wash off my tongue so I stop getting sick from licking everything?
If you rub your tongue against a grater, that'll do the job.
The backpack kid in Big Mouth.
She's angry.
Well, that public service announcement is really sad. And the only thing that's going to cure that is 808s and heartbreak.
Ah, of course.
Great transition. Thank you, Pierce. Thank you. You're welcome, Pierce.
Let me know, do I still got time to grow? Things ain't always set in stone. That be known, let me know. Let me, seems like street lights glowing happen to be just like moments passing. Just not there in the streets. I'm just not there. Life's just not fair. Seems like streetlights glowing happen to be just like moments passing in front of me. So just not there in the streets. I'm just not there. Life's just not fair. Life's just not fair.
What amazing DJ shape you got there.
I'm really good at it.
Is it now time to talk about Liverpool's incredible comeback in the Champions League?
Nope, we're going to play a new song.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. You can say one word, Remy.
So the question was, is this your handwriting?
Professor McGonagall!
Didn't I do it for you? Why don't I do it for you? Why won't you do it for me?
Soccer is the hockey of sports.
When all I do is for you, they wanna see us.
Hockey is the hockey of sports.
They wanna see us, wanna see us apart. They wanna see us, wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. And I just want to feel your love. And I
You guys need to. Okay, we're all on. I can hear whatever video you're playing is on air now.
It's Stephen A. Smith.
Thanks.
I've got a question.
Yeah?
I don't have an answer.
What is the appropriate amount of time to get over an ankle injury? A bad one?
Is it broken?
Six.
6 weeks?
What do you mean bad?
My finest work.
I feel like six is probably for a bad.
I'm just wondering if we've excused Gordon Hayward for his performance yet.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Because I haven't.
I'm not sure.
I would say
the mental scars, bro.
I would say 22 months is a pretty good amount of time, though.
Maybe he's just bad now.
Dude, he's just scared playing with Kyrie Irving because it was his fault he broke his leg in the first place.
It was actually Jay Crowder's fault.
It was a bad pass, bro.
That's true.
It's the pressure got to him.
That decides it.
Thank you, Fabio. Fabio.
Yes.
I'll ask this off the air.
Thank you.
Gus Dapperton album. Wasn't that good? This song is good. Vers de Gris. Do you guys know what that word is?
What?
Vers de Gris. Maybe you know better than I do. V-E-R-D-I-G-R-I-S.
I have no idea.
Alright, whatever. I'm going to play two more songs. A Grimes song, and then I'm going to play the current Joy song that is a Grimes cover. So you chose Pin by Grimes.
That is correct.
Okay.
It's a banger.
You really like Grimes, don't you?
Nope.
Song, and then we're done. It's been the Bork Masters with many Bork apprentices.
Time went by fast
when Fabio's preaching. Fabio. Yeah, and Remy learns how to read. Incredible. Yeah, all right, cool. Bork Masters, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform.
Thanks for a great semester, everybody.
Radio. We have one more show, but just don't listen to him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I think. Thanks. This is a current Joy song, and it's a cover of a Grimes song called Symphonia, I'm assuming 9.
Am I on the air?
What's the cover called?
Yep.
What's the cover called?
Thanks.
Brick.
Thanks.